Marty, the big national story, our federal government shutdown, is also a major story in our area and actually all across New Mexico, because a study says New Mexico is the most affected state by the partial shutdown.
Yes, Wallet Hub does these kinds of surveys, and this is from them. And we are actually in this list, which includes Washington, D.C., we are second. But guess who's first? District of Columbia. So among the 50 states, we are first. Or the most, that's one first we really don't want to be, but we are the most impacted by the partial shutdown. And those of us who live here are probably not too surprised because we have a lot of federal jobs and et cetera here. Maryland is right behind us. The least affected is Minnesota, just FYI. But they broke it down. We're sixth in our share of federal jobs. We're fourth in federal contract dollars per capita. We're 24th only in real estate as a percentage of GSP. Access to national parks, we're way up there. And we're third in percentage of families receiving food stamps. So all that combined makes us the top state for impacts on the shutdown.
All right.
And by the way, we have a photo of people climbing the sand dunes at White Sands to get into the into White Sands National Monument.
Yeah, exactly. Major impact in our area. Well, speaking of the federal government, the new tax code is bringing some big changes, and you have a rundown of that.
Yeah, Mike Cook interviewed a CPA in Las Cruces, Paul Mock, and he says basically, he's done tax returns for AARP for the past 11 years, and he also works with the Community Action Agency of Southern New Mexico, and they combine with ARP to do tax returns. He says that the average taxpayer that he's expecting that will come through his tax center in Las Cruces will likely pay anywhere from about $100 to $300 less this tax year than last year as a result. He also says that the 1040 form is a little bit shorter, but still going to take probably just as much time to fill out. And then he lists a number of bullet points that we have on exact changes that are going to be taking place.
Well, in the arts, we have a Mesilla filmmaker who is making a movie about addicted mothers. And I understand this is a dramatic film, but he did some research with some mothers facing addiction in New Mexico.
Ian Simon is his name, and he describes himself as a Mesilla filmmaker. He is he's also married to, by the way, State Representative Micaela Lara Cadena. I hope I got her first name right. I'm sorry if I didn't. But anyway, so he is a Las Cruces, and he's working with a filmmaker that used to be in New Mexico and has worked in Las Cruces film, Ryan Lason, who is now based out of L.A. The film is called All the World is Sleeping. It's a low-budget film. They interviewed some women in Albuquerque, got their stories, and then cast actresses to play these women. And it's a portrait of a life that we don't often think about.
Yeah, and certainly an important issue. In Southwest Living, the pruning schedule for the city is being adjusted because some wildlife has been found in some of the palm trees.
Well, you know, from now and then, Jimmy Zabriskie, who's the community forester for the city of Las Cruces, will send us stories that he writes about what he and his crew do, and they're kind of neat little vignettes that normally we wouldn't get. But he, a citizen in a Northridge neighborhood, contacted the city of Las Cruces Parks and Recreation and asked if the California palm trees could be pruned at Northridge Park. Well, they went out there and they found Mediterranean geckos in the palm trees. They found bats.
Wow.
They found six bats torpid bats sleeping, in other words, basically.
Okay.
And then they decided if they're going to start pruning these trees, they'll have to do it at a different time of year. So.
Sounds like a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.